Hello, welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I'll be joining you from Ottawa, Canada. And today I'd like to make a creamy cauliflower soup with red beans. It should be a delicious and complete meal. Well, first I'd like to talk about the ingredients that we'll be using. First of all, for the cauliflower soup, we'll be using a little bit of oil. I prefer extra virgin olive oil, for example. We'll need about a cup of water to steam the vegetables. We have here a wonderful head of organic cauliflower, which has already been trimmed and washed, and we'll be putting that with the boiling water to steam it until it's nice and soft. As well, we're going to be adding about a half a cup of onion to give it some flavoring. As well, to enhance the flavoring, we'll be cutting up a good chunk of ginger root, and we'll be adding some salt, and we'll be using cumin seeds and mustard seeds as well for the flavoring. And that's about all we need for the cauliflower soup. And for the red beans, we have some wonderfully organic red beans. I use kidney beans, but Mexican red beans will do as well. Just a can. And we'll also need a good chunk of an onion, maybe 3/4 of an onion. We can flavor the beans with some salt, Italian spices, and pepper. And we'll put the two together and we'll come up with a complete nutritious meal. I'm going to start off by taking the cup of water that we'll be using to steam it, and we'll put it in this nice big pot, and then we'll turn on the stove. I'll just wait until the water starts boiling. In the meantime, I can chop up the onion. We'll need about a half a cup. That'll just go into the pot to be steamed. It can be roughly chopped. It will end up being blended in any case. And maybe we could use just a little bit more to fill up that half cup nicely. A little bit of onion will give it some nice flavoring. Now the cauliflower, you can chop it or you can break it into little pieces. I find breaking it into little pieces is less messy. So I'll just break it up into little pieces. And the water already is sounding like it's doing something. It may be quite close to the point at which we can put these vegetables in. The water sounds like it's boiling. Just about is, so close enough. We'll put in the onion. And we'll put in the cauliflower. And then we need wait about 5-10 minutes and everything will be fine. In the meantime, being a rugged Canadian, I think I'm going to go out for a walk in our wintry weather. See you soon. Welcome back, viewers. I am now refreshed and invigorated after my walk, and our cauliflower and onion is ready. It's nice and soft. While we give it a final test, it's soft to the touch, so it's in perfect readiness to be blended. We'll just take our trusty blender and we can simply pour all the ingredients. And we'll pour that into the Vitamix. And we'll start it slowly. One cup of water for starters, but I can see right now it would work a little bit better. Just needs a little bit more water. All right, now I've added a little bit of water, and now the texture should be just right. It should be thick, but it can't be too thick either. And there we go. We now have the right consistency. We can just put it right back into its original pot. All right, now it's time to add some spices to the blended vegetables. So you can use quite a bit of ginger for this. It's a main source of the flavoring. And besides enhancing the flavoring, as I'm sure most of our viewers are familiar with, ginger is extremely nutritious. It's known as an adaptogen, which helps all things in your body function better, but it seems to be particularly good for the digestion. I like to kind of just chop it up as finely as I can, and I start off by kind of smashing it like I would garlic. And as you can see, there's a little trick to that as well. And just keep doing it in smaller chunks. Okay, so then you simply continue cutting it as finely as possible. It's really important to prepare the ginger ahead of time, because once we pop the mustard seeds, then the ginger's got to go in right away. So you can keep chopping it until it's kind of as fine as you would like. So, there's our ginger all nicely chopped. Right, that's about twice as much as I need, and I'll just take half of it. So now we can add your olive oil into that nice small pan, because the only thing that's going into it are seeds and ginger. And we'll put in about a tablespoon of olive oil. Turn on the heat. We're just going to wait a few seconds for the oil to warm. And then we're going to add our cumin seeds and our mustard seeds. As you know, mustard seeds come in yellow or black variety. Either one should do. And what's going to happen is after reaching a certain temperature, the mustard seeds are going to kind of start popping, at which point we can assume that the flavor has entered into the oil and it's ready to go. So we'll put the cumin seeds in, and we'll put the mustard seeds in, and we'll kind of just wait for the popping process. This is an extraordinary dish in that you can eat a lot of cauliflower. It's certainly more accessible than eating raw cauliflower for a lot of us. It's part of the white vegetable family. Apparently it has a lot in common even with what bananas, mushrooms, onion, and garlic. In particular, it has a substance called allicin, which is really good for heart conditions and putting off heart problems. I kind of start to hear the mustard seeds popping, so it's time to... Oh, there they go. So I'll put in the ginger. Count 30 seconds in your head. That's about the time you need to cook this particular mixture. And we'll say that it's pretty close to 30 seconds now. And this goes right into the cauliflower. The one thing that's really easy to forget, because we're so involved in cooking the seeds, is the salt. Don't forget the salt, it just won't be the same. So I put in 1 teaspoon of sea salt, and then we can mix it all up again. And there you have it. It's quite thick, it's almost like a paste, but it's so delicious. Well, we have the soup all done. Now we're just going to make a bean dish so we can add it into the cauliflower soup for that complete meal effect. So we'll start off by putting in some oil. And again, about 1 tablespoon of oil should do the trick. And we have the pan already heated up a little bit for you. And now we can chop up the onion. This time you might want to chop up the onion a little more finely. As it won't be going through a blender. So we can put in our whole onion. The longer that onion cooks, really the sweeter it gets, so we can keep it going for quite a while. Give it a good stir. And we'll let that cook and sweeten up for about 5 minutes. Wow, I can certainly smell that the onions are just right now, and if you look at them, they're perfect golden brown, just ready to receive the beans and the few extra spices we're gonna add. So take your red beans, either kidney or otherwise Mexican red beans, and toss them in, and then you can flavor to taste. I put about a half a teaspoon of salt, pepper, and your favorite Italian spices. And all that's left to do now for the beautiful and delicious red bean addition to our cauliflower soup is simply to mix all the ingredients, have them all evened out, and make sure that the beans are warmed through nicely. Well, here we are at the best part. We're going to serve the soup and the beans together, which means that we're going to be just moments away from eating it. So let's see what this is all going to look like put together. So here is the cauliflower soup, and I'll just take a little scoop of that. And there we go. And we'll put it on the plate. As you can see, it's quite thick. That's the way I like it. So that's the cauliflower soup part. And now I like to add the red beans on top of it. The red beans and the onions. As in many dishes, it would be so nice to add just a little bit of garnish. A little bit of parsley or coriander. They both would go so well with this meal. And voila! Bon appétit! Thank you for joining us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. I sincerely hope you enjoy this dish, and please stay tuned for more on Supreme Master Television. May your days be filled with love and joy.